Whatever Rabbi say, lessons from the lave. Parshas Bamidbar Yom Yerushalayim Haba Aleinu Latov, in just a few days from now, commemorating 50 years of Shihur Yerushalayim, a special edition. I hope this wonderful, wonderful morning, special edition for me. All of our Bachrim are on a trip, and as the week will work out, there is no night to have it. So this is a private edition here in Yeshivat Lev HaTorah. I want to discuss the concept of Yerushalayim is not for sale. Mirtz Hashem, next week we'll have time to discuss Shavuos of Aleinu Latov as well. This week's parasha, of course, starting a new sefer, great zchus, be able to start a new sefer, Vayidaber Hashem, El Moshe B'Midbar Sinai. Ba'ol Moed, the Moshe, right, we know that they go to Midbar Sinai, where, of course, the Torah was given. And then it says, Su'u et Rosh, Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael, L'mishpachtem. L'mishpachtem, to go ahead and count B'nei Yisrael once again. L'beis Avosan, Mishpach Shemot, Kol Zachar L'gugulotam. So the question, of course, comes up. Many of the Mephoshim ask, why is it necessary once again to count B'nai Yisrael? There already was countings of B'nai Yisrael. There will be countings of B'nai Yisrael. Says Rashi, Mitoch Chavivo, Chavivotam Lefanav, Mona Otam Kol Shah. The Rabbanu Sholem counts B'nai Yisrael every single moment. This is the Midrash, according to the Midrash, of course. Kishiyatzom Mitzrayim, when they leave Mitzrayim, he counts them again in Shmos Perek Lamed Bet. Kishinat Flu Be'egel, he counts them again. In Perek Lamed Ched in Shemot, Rashi points this out as well over there. Again, Kishu Sherut Lishchinoto Lahem Monin, Rebbeinu Sholem, and now Be'echad Benisam, Hukta Mamishkan, Be'echad Be'ir, and now he's going to head and counting them again. So this explains why the Rebbeinu Sholem wanted to count them, Chavivosam Ben Yisrael. There's also a concept that he wants to count each individual to show them, as we see in the parasha, the degel, the flag that each of Bnei Yisrael had. They had their own degel, their own way, their own path. Yitzias Mitzrayim had the 12 different paths that they took through the Kriyas Yamsuf. Each one has their own unique character traits in serving the Rebbeinu Sholem. This, of course, is true, but I think there's a very important concept here as well. The Rashi picks up on the idea of counting B'nai Yisrael, and the Rashbam says, L'shvi shema'ata tzrichim alecha l'Eretz Yisrael. Really, this is it. Bamidbar should start the story of B'nai Yisrael coming to Eretz Yisrael. This is the path, this is the journey that they're taking. And really, the reason why that he counted, says the Rashbam, B'nai Yisrael, is because he needed to know B'nai Esrim, this was not an ordinary counting. As the Ramban tells us, children were not counted here. Only from 20 years and older were they counted. So why? Because they were counted here because they needed to get them ready to army, to get to Eretz Yisrael. So now we have additional answer. We have the Rashi, the Chavivosam Shal Yisrael, and now because they're getting ready to the army, because they're ready to get into Eretz Yisrael. It comes along the Sfarno, and the Sfarno says, we're missing the Iker point over here. What happened here? And the Sfarno says, Su et Rosh, L'sadram, Shechnisu l'Aretz Miyad. B'nai Yisrael should have gone right into Eretz Yisrael. Ish al Diglo, and that's of course why we start the Digalim, that's why we start the flag, which seemingly is something that is not a Jewish concept, but in fact it is. Each has their own flag, as we said. Each of them their own personality. Ish el diglo b'tei milchama. Because now we're going to be going ahead and fighting. And now he explains it, but what happened? She'alov amru chazal. Chazal tell us in the Yerushalmi in Shvius, Perek Vav, she'amod upon him elav u'bekil kol hameraglim Hosifu Hasheva Mutal Laharal Abrim Shana. It wasn't supposed to happen this way. B'nai Yisrael were not supposed to travel the Midbar for 40 years. But as we know, what happened? They did the Chet HaMeraglim. The Yisod, and I'm sure we've discussed this already and might discuss it again, Parsa Shlach, the Yisod, the foundation of the Chet HaMeraglim, was the lack of Emunah in themselves, and of course in the Ribbono Sholom, that would be given to them is theirs. This would be theirs forever. And the Sfarno points out, yes, it's true. The Rashbam is true. They were getting ready for army. But the reason why it was counted right now is because the war was starting. The journey was going straight to Eretz Yisrael. But there was a kilkul, and that was called the Chet HaMeraglim. And God had to add 40 years to the journey, of course, making their journey that much longer. And this, of course, is a very important yisod. Harav Lichman, his wonderful sefer on the parsha of Moshe Lichman, who was in our yeshiva just a few days ago, so he points out that Parshas Bamidbar, when he wrote his essay, coincided with Yom Yerushalayim as it does this year, and he said that is a mistake that we should be zoicha not to make. Yerushalayim is not for sale. We, as a nation of Israel, cannot forego that this land is ours. And we don't have to make a mistake about it. And we don't have to go ahead and apologize about it. And we don't have to go ahead and say, well, yeah, the UN, don't let them talk, it's okay. Trump, with his unique advisors telling him, say this, do this, don't let the Prime Minister come with you to the Kotel, take the half of the map of Israel out of your itinerary. Whatever it might be, the fact is, says the Sfarno, that was the kilkul, that was the Aveira, is that we didn't scream from the streets, hey, the Ribbono Shalom returned Eretz Yisrael to us almost 70 years ago, Yerushalayim 50 years ago. Yerushalayim is not for sale, we're here to stay, we're not giving any of it away. And I'm not apologizing about that. Yes, part of it is, as Rashi tells us, Chavivim li Yisrael. Wow. Chavivim li Yisrael, how fortunate it is, B'nai Yisrael is, to be counted, because he loves us and we're miyuchad, in that he gave us an Am Segula and an Eretz Segula of Eretz Yisrael, and a Biras Segula, and a capital, eternal capital of Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, that is different than any other land. And this is also the idea when we daven every day, and we should have special kavanah on these days when we say Yerushalayim Ircha, understanding that as much as Ribbono Shel Olam gave us Yerushalayim, the challenge is also not to be the Meraglim and not recognize the great gift he has given us. But I think more than just the great gift he's given us, recognizes that it is the future of the Beis Mikdashenu. Another thing we should not apologize for is, yes, 100%, the Kotel is not the holiest place for the Jewish people. It is something called Har HaBayis. Har HaBayis right now is occupied by a mosque. Mosques. And yes, it's true. We don't want it to be there. We want a Beis Tefillah L'chol HaAmim to be there. I'm not apologizing for that. And I think that that is another central point. V'yushalayim yuchal barachim toshuv, we say, l'socha tachin. Tachin is ready. It's ready for us. We just have to accept that Ribbono Shel Olam is ready to give us the Beis HaMikdash. We have to accept the reality, which is we are living in the time where the Navi is speaking to us. I think I pointed out before, on Inauguration Day this year, in January, the speed highway of Yerushalayim was finished. And the first day happened to be the inauguration of the President of the United States. And Yisrael Katz, the Minister of Transportation, made a whole ceremony. And on the same highway, another video came out of Rav Shmuel Eliyahu, the Chief Rabbi Tzfat, and he said, you have to be blind not to see the Navi who speaks about the speedways that will take us to the Beis HaMikdash will be created in Bayit Shlishi is here today. This is the speedway that the Ribbono Shel Olam speaks about. This is the speedway that will take us to Yerushalayim. And on the day of the inauguration of someone who nobody ever thought would be president, who we thought until then and hopefully will be tremendously positive for the Jewish people, who help us in Reishit Tzmichas Kulchenu. Tachin, it's ready. But do you see it? Do you appreciate it? Are we going to make the same sin the Sfarno points out of 40 years in the wilderness? Are we going to recognize that this will lead us to the great and final redemption by Yishlishi? And that is also the idea, as we're concentrating on our tefillos, v'sechazenu einenu b'shuvchel etzion. Ask the great Rav Machlas, Rebbe in our wonderful yeshiva. A number of years ago, he spoke on Yom Yerushalayim in the shul of Rav Ari Levine, and he said, what does it mean, einenu? V'sechazenu einenu b'shuvchel etzion. We're going to see it. If it's there, you're going to see it. Similar, I would say, that it says that anyone who mourns for Yerushalayim, Zoycha uroye b'simchas, or uroye b'simchas. So, my grandfather, and I dedicate this to the Refuah Shlema of Yehuda Sarah Bas Chana Lifsha. My mother's a bit under the weather. Shishav Refuah Shlema, so Shav Chol Yisrael. So my grandfather, after he passed away, I found a Dvar Torah that he wrote in a petek, and he says this exact idea. Zoycha Roy is that the people who are Roy now and understand what it is to miss the Chorban, those are the people who can be Zoycha. They Roy, they get it. So I think Rav Machla said the same idea. Sechazenu Einenu, that we will have the Zchus, it's a bracha, that we'll be able to see the Geul in front of our eyes and recognize what it is. I can't forget that amazing Dvar Torah he gave, speaking about how he sits in traffic in Yerushalayim and he sees Yirmiyahu jumping on top of his car and saying, I told you so. The Navi says there'll be traffic in Yerushalayim. Who would have guessed this in the 1920s, in the 1930s, in the midst of the Holocaust? Who would have guessed it? Oh, there's traffic in Yerushalayim, certainly today, when President Trump is around. That's the Navi speaking. Einenu is we be zoicha, that we recognize, we understand what it is to be given Yerushalayim after thousands of years of not having the ability to go at a whim to Yerushalayim, to go to the Kotel and to be able to daven and to say, wait, I don't just want this wall, I want more. Har Habayit b'yadeinu, but we got to understand and appreciate it and not fall into the kilkul of the meraglim. That is the bracha that we were given and have to appreciate on this Yom Yerushalayim, this Yovel of Yom Yerushalayim. Many years ago, not that many years ago, maybe 3 years ago, so the yeshiva has a wonderful minhag of dancing in the streets of Yerushalayim, as it's done during the Dagalanut, but we do it much earlier in the day. We go from Machane Yehuda all the way to the old city. And I think it was at our last stops, we went to the city hall. When I went to Israel for the year, there was no city hall as beautiful, as gorgeous as it is today. And there was a reporter there who saw these clearly American-type students dancing around, trying to get the mayor to come downstairs, and we found out he wasn't even there. And he represented, he had a big microphone that said on it, Kol Yisrael. He said, can I interview someone? And nobody yet. I was appointed to be interviewed on Kol Yisrael. So very quickly, one of the rabbeim, one of the administrators, looked at me and said, I don't think you should be interviewed. It's not a good idea. I didn't really understand why Kol Yisrael. And you know, who doesn't want to be on the radio? Anyway, so I was interviewed. I was interested to note that the interviewer was an Arab reporter, which, as we know, in this wonderful country, anybody can do anything. And he interviewed me, but I saw very quickly that his line of questionings was very to the point, that he wanted me to say something controversial, which I found to be interesting. But I didn't lead on. Or maybe I did. He said, why are you coming on Yom Yerushalayim? You want to show that you own this, that you want to show. And maybe he was right. Maybe I should have said that. Is the Dvar Torah is, Yerushalayim is not for sale. This is ours. I have nothing to apologize for. But I said the following idea. V'sechazenu einenu is to recognize that from my last trip until this trip, 25 years ago when I went to Israel for the year, there was no Waldorf Astoria. There was no Mamilla. where we're standing now didn't exist. This beautiful city hall didn't exist. The shops, the stores, it is the Navi speaking to us and saying, I told you I would do this. It was probably difficult for people to read the Navi, certainly 100 years ago, and say, well, it'll be a bustling city of Yerushalayim. Zakenim, Zakenos are going to sit and watch kids playing, and I don't understand what that means. And now we see it. And we don't give hodah for that. It seems to be something that the mind cannot fathom. Gave us Yerushalayim. You want to say, Medinas Yisrael, Yom Ha'atzmaut, and okay, fine, but Yerushalayim. Zechazenu Einenu, the Navi Yirmiyahu, all the Neviim speak about this. Where are you? How can you not recognize this? How can you be guilty once again of the kilko of the Meraglim? Tachin, it's ready. We have to be zeichah to accept it and want it. As it turns out, I asked the reporter when exactly I could watch it, when it would be on. So he said, well, I'm not sure we're putting it on, but you won't understand it anyway because I'm Kol Yisrael Aravia. And that's why the administrator did not want me to be on, because they will interpret whatever I said into Arabic anyway and say whatever I said. Okay, maybe that was a mistake. But my message was, I think, correct. And that is that we should recognize what the Rabbeinu Shalom has given us, the great gift of Medinas Yisrael, of Yerushalayim. And as we celebrate 50 years, as we start the parshas of Bimba Midbar Sinai, recognize, yes, we were once in the Midbar. Hashem took us to Eretz Yisrael and promised He would take us back. And now, He has taken us back. And the question is, do we realize that? Do we, V'sechazenu einenu b'shivchat Zion? Do we recognize that the Beis HaMikdash is tachin? We have to get there, we have to be there. To recognize the achdus that's necessary, shechubur yalayachdav. And with that, Amir Tzashem, it is so close to believe and to understand with the thousands of people who have come to give kavod to Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh on this 50th year of come from far and wide. With that, we should be zoicha to see the Beis HaMikdash, because we recognize the great tachin, that it is ready for us. And our eyes should be zoiche to see this. We should be zoiche roye b'simchaso, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, very, very soon in our days. B'mehei revi amenu. Amen.